Hey everyone, this is Chris here, and I'm going to be taking a look at To the Dragon Cave, which just came out as of, I suppose, yesterday, so that would be May the 14th at 10 p.m. Central Time. Obviously, it depends on your time zone. This is an audio shooter for iOS and Android, and I'm gonna be taking a look at it. So this is going to be my initial playthrough of it and my initial thoughts. From what I can gather, I think it's another one of these projects that's been a bit overhyped, but I guess that's okay. So I've already bought it. You can pre-order it. It's like $5 or $6 on the App Store and the Play Store, so it's not that expensive.
VoiceOver off.
I'm gonna turn off VoiceOver, and we're gonna launch the game. Open to the Dragon Cave. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, maybe I should have turned on or kept VoiceOver on. If I do a three-finger triple tap.
Hi, I am a talking dove.
Okay, we don't want to do this right now.
It's a bit strange, I know. However, you will soon find out that in Ladonia.
I don't want to do that yet.
For app switch to Safari, heading to close to the closing to the drag settings, wallet, edit mode. Help.
Okay, so yeah, so apparently if you turn off VoiceOver, it detects that it's off and will behave differently. Okay, which I guess I'm not surprised because this was meant to be played by both blind and sighted players, which is pretty cool. Let's try that again. Open to the Dragon Cave.
Landscape. Logo weather. Moon. Night sky.
Now, well, that's not good.
VoiceOver off.
Hi, I am a talking
VoiceOver
dove.
On to the Dragon Cave.
Okay, that's great. I don't.
It's a bit strange, I know. However, you will.
What the hell?
Settings. App switcher.
Did I break
to
something?
The Safari. So to the close to the closing to the Dragon Cave. Settings. Hit Braille screen input. Orientation locked. Lens T. ADA. Translate TV. Tank battle. Team talk. Tech terms. Time crest. Tips. To the Dragon Cave. Opening
Let's try
to the Dragon Cave.
Launching it this way.
Landscape. To the Dragon Cave. Direct touch area.
Okay, can I?
To the Dragon Cave.
Well, it was working before. Now it's not going to work.
Direct touch area. Enables accessibility.
Okay, I tapped lower on the screen.
VoiceOver off.
With three fingers, and unlike Audio Wizards, the accessibility mode actually works.
Start new game button. Double tap to select.
So I've turned off VoiceOver.
Start new game. Start new game. Training room button. Double tap to select.
Oh, and also, I forgot this game is meant to be played in landscape mode with the charge port to the right.
Play level. Disabled. Button. Endless battle. Disabled. Button. Double tap to select.
So, I'm moving through the menu here.
Finish story to unlock. Back. Back. Button. To the Dragon Cave. Play. Settings. Credits. Quit game. Button.
So yeah, those
button.
Are your top choices
to
in the menu.
Credits. Settings, button.
You can look at
double
credits yourself.
Settings.
Let's go look at the settings.
Language English, button. Double tap to select.
I believe this is also available in Czech, but I'm going to leave this on English.
Difficulty, normal. Button. Double tap to select.
You can change the difficulty here.
Difficulty, hard. Button. Difficulty, easy. Difficulty, normal.
So you've got
button.
Easy.
Game controls.
Button. Normal and hard.
Double accessibility. Checked. Toggle. Double tap to change.
I'll look at the game controls here in just a second. You can turn the accessibility mode on and off.
Music. 70%. Slider. Double tap to activate, then swipe up and down to change the value.
Let's actually do this. So I'm going to double tap and then
60%.
Swipe down.
50%.
Let's knock that down to about 50. And what it doesn't tell you to do is after you do that, you have to double tap to confirm your setting.
Speech rate. 60%. Slider. Double tap to activate, then swipe up and down to change the value.
This is the speech rate. This should be slow enough for most people without driving me crazy.
Back. Back.
And then you can speech go back. Music.
Access.
So
game controls.
I'm swipe
difficulty.
Back to
normal.
Game controls.
Game controls. Game controls.
And this will be important to play, so I'm going to swipe one finger to the right.
Three fingers tap. Reads health status, arrows, etc. Two fingers double tap, pause unpause. One finger triple tap, skip cutscenes. Three finger triple tap, enable disable accessibility. Turn around by swiping one finger left or right. Swipe with two fingers to the left to equip crossbow. Swipe with two fingers to the right to equip sword. Swipe one finger up to attack the enemy. Swipe two fingers down to cure your injuries. Shake the phone to throw a devastating fireball. Back button.
And those are
to select.
Those are all the controls, so it's pretty easy. I do wish this had gyro support. That would be kind of nice, but apparently, as of this version, it does not. Hopefully that will change in the future.
Settings. Language. Setting. Settings. Game. Axe. Music. Speak. Back. Back. To the Dragon Cave.
I also assume that the Android version should behave exactly the same. So, hopefully it should. What would be cool, I think, and I don't know if this game supports keyboard commands or not, but what would be cool, and I may have to suggest this to the developer, but it would be really cool if the Android version could support keyboard shortcuts, because then you could potentially run it on a Chromebook or a Chromebox or a Chrome base, and you'd have one more audio game to play on your Chrome OS device. That would be pretty cool. But I'm going to start playing this and we'll see where this goes. So, as I've said, I haven't really played this before. This came out last night. I went to sleep and haven't really messed with it.
Play button. Start new game. Button. Training room. Button.
So you can start a new game.
Play level. Endless battle.
There's the training
disable.
Room. Play level.
Training room.
Let's look at training button. Room, actually.
Double.
Hi. I am a talking dove. It's a bit strange, I know. However, you will soon find out that in Ludonia, the land that I come from and that you will shortly go to, a talking fledgling is the least odd thing. But before you hit the trail and plunge into battle, you've got to learn a couple of basic gestures. And I will teach them to you. The most important skill is to be able to turn around. Slide one finger in the direction of my voice. Continue turning around until you hear me straight in front of you. The distance you travel with your finger on the display determines the size of your rotation. Look out! I'm on the left. If you hear me from the right, check whether your headphones are properly set. I'm here.
Alright, so this is basically just
slide one finger to the left.
Teaching you how to use the controls. I'm going to adjust my chair.
I'm here.
And hopefully your headphones or speakers are set up properly. So I'm going
to
swipe to the left.
I'm here. Splendid. And now I'm on the right. Follow me by sliding one finger. Excellent. For the battles that await you in Ladonia, you always have to choose the right weapon. By swiping two fingers left, you choose a crossbow. Splendid. And now, shoot me. Turn to follow my voice. Once you hear me straight in front of you, shoot from your crossbow by sliding one finger upwards. Oh, it hurts! Why, it could have killed me! When you are about to shoot at real enemies, be aware of the fact that your enemies are much smaller when in the distance, and thus it's more difficult to hit them. However, for every sharpshooting feat, you will be awarded a well-deserved sum of gold coins. The nearer your enemies, the louder and bigger they are, and it's easier to hit them. For hand-to-hand combat, you will want a sword. Swipe two fingers right and draw your sword. Excellent. Use your sword in the same way as the crossbow. Swipe one finger upwards and try to hit me. Oh my! The advantage of the sword over the crossbow is that the combat is faster and easier. You shouldn't be disappointed when, for a sword hit, you get fewer gold coins. The majority of your enemies will begin to assault you only once they arrive near you. There are, however, a couple of insidious beasts, which can injure you even from a distance. To evade their attack, you've got to duck by sliding one finger downwards. I got you. You've got to dodge from my attack by ducking.
Yeah, so...
by sliding one finger downwards.
Yep. Wait, I thought I did it.
I got you. You've got to dodge from my attack by ducking. That is, by sliding one finger downwards. Splendid. That's the way. Life in Ladonia is cruel. And apart from rewards, you will encounter a lot of pain, injuries, and dying. Once you feel that your strength is lacking, your heart will start beating wildly. The nearer your death, the wilder the heartbeat. That's why you need to know how to cure your injuries. Slide two fingers down and you will drink from a curative concoction. Perfect. Your health is again up to the mark. Although you don't yet know its purpose, the skill of phone shaking will come in handy. You should try it now. Shake your telephone. Shake your telephone.
I will shake my pocket computer masquerading as
shake
a telephone.
Shake your telephone.
Nope.
Now you have all the skills essential for survival in Ladonia. Should you need more advice, consult the guide to be found in the main menu, or revisit this tutorial. But you needn't come here again just because of me. We are about to meet in Ladonia.
To the Dragon Cave. Play. Settings. Credits. Set. To the Dragon Cave. Play. Start new game. Training room.
So there's a training mode.
Double. Start new game. Would you like to train first? Yes. Skip.
We've already done that.
Skip.
In a faraway land of Ladonia, inhabited by both good and bloodthirsty creatures, is a dark forest. In its very center rises a stone castle, where a terrible, so far undefeated dragon holds captive Princess Mabel, whom he is about to devour soon. To prevent her from escaping, he has blinded her with his fiery breath. Yet the princess does not despair, trusting that she will be saved by her brave Prince Harold. To learn whether the prince is already on his way, the princess has dispatched her friend, a talking doveling, to scout around the castle. After a short inspection, the doveling observes Prince Harold riding through the dark forest singing happily.
La, 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 la. I'm coming to- to save my beautiful princess. Tra-la-la-la-la, I'm not at all afraid of a werewolf or a dragon.
All of a sudden, the prince is pounced on by goblins and other evil beasts who attack him fiercely.
Oh! Oh! Let me go! Ow! 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 It hurts! Help! Help!
A minute later, the doveling arrives at the castle tower to her princess.
My doveling, my best friend, tell me what news you are bringing from the dark forest. Where is my prince?
My princess, princess, something terrible happened. A gang of enemies has attacked Prince Harold.
Oh no, I wish my prince would not suffer anything bad.
There's no need to tremble for the prince's safety. He is perfectly all right. He was afraid that the goblins were going to kill him. In order to save his own skin, he told them where the dragon had locked you up. The prince is now hiding in a cave at the edge of the dark forest and is afraid to walk out. The bad news is that all the evil creatures now know where to find you. They are already bearing down on us. My princess, you'll have to fight for dear life. The enemies are around us everywhere. They can attack us from any quarter. Listen, the sinister panting and trampling of unstoppable goblins can already be heard in the distance. The louder their shrieks, the closer to us they are. Quickly, crossbow to shoot at them. It's always to your advantage. Should they get to us, you'll be assaulted immediately. In that case, you've got to draw a sword. In order to be able to start fighting, you've got to choose a weapon first. Swipe two fingers to the left and pick up the crossbow. By swiping two fingers to the right, you will draw a sword.
Okay, let's use the crossbow.
Health 100, healing potion 0.
So that told me my status information. Now I think when things are farther away, you get more gold.
Health 100, healing potion 0.
So here's the sword. Now it is nice is that this game does have haptics. So if you have a device that supports haptics, it'll vibrate. There we go. I think I was getting hit.
Hooray! You have annihilated them. Yet, I can see new enemies coming to us from the dark forest. They are still a long way off, and thus I can manage to fly down to the marketplace. We want to buy a sword and more arrows from the armorer. Your quiver contains just a limited number. In addition, I've got to get you a curative concoction at the apothecary's. Only then will we be ready to face the next battle.
Marketplace.
So now we're in the marketplace area.
Health 80. Marketplace. Health 80. Arrows 20. Healing potion 0. Gold coins 85. 20 arrows 25 gold coins. Healing potion. Recovers health to max. 25 gold coins. Diamond sword. Will cause 2 times damage. 250 gold coins. Finish shopping. Button. Diamond sword. Will cause 2 times damage. 250 gold coins. Disabled. Button. Healing potion. Recovers health to max. 25 gold coins. Button.
Let's get a potion.
20 arrows, 25 gold coins. Gold coins, 60. 20 arrows, 25 gold coins.
Let's get some arrows.
Gold coins, 35. 20 arrows, 25 gold coins. Gold coins, 10. Healing potion, 1. Arrows, 60. Health, 80. Marketplace. Marketplace.
We got plenty of arrows.
Healthy. Arrows, 60. Healing potion. Gold. 20. Healing. Diamond sword. Finish shopping. You win. Accuracy. 42% total gold. 10.
Okay, whatever.
Main menu. Main menu. Next level. Marketplace. You win. Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select. Mark. Healing potion 1. Gold coins 10. 20. Healing. Diamond. Finish shopping. Mark. You win. Main menu. Main
and
menu.
You can go back
button
to the marketplace.
Next level.
Let's go to the next the next level.
We have a problem, Princess. We are being attacked by harpies from above. Can you hear the beating of their wings around us? The main difficulty with these shrieking birds is that they are smaller than goblins. To hit them with an arrow is not an easy task. Therefore, don't forget that for hand-to-hand combat, you have the sword.
Yeah, I'll choose the sword. Problem with the sword is you gotta wait for him.
Health 70, healing potion 1, arrow 60.
Now let me see some. It is easier to use the bow. There we go. You just take two shots each to take out.
Health 70, healing potion 1, arrows 49.
I do like being able to quickly check the status.
You got them! I really hate to tell you, but there are others coming from afar. Yet before you begin fighting, don't forget that it's still necessary to do our shopping at the marketplace.
Marketplace. Button. Dup. Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Marketplace. Health 70. Arrows 49. Healing potion 1. Gold coins 93. 20 arrows 25 gold coins. Healing potion. Recovers health to max. 25 gold coins.
Let's get another potion.
20 arrows 25 gold coins.
Some more arrows.
Gold coins 43. 20 arrows 25 gold coins. Gold coins 18. 20. Healing potion. Recovers health to max. 25. Diamond sword. Finish shopping. You win. Accuracy. 91% total gold. 18. Main menu. Main menu. Next level.
So let's keep going.
Double tap to select.
I don't think this story makes sense, though. Not too much, just because apparently if you were trapped in the castle and now you're not, this doesn't really make sense. But we'll go with it, I guess.
Oh, those cowards! They have joined forces. Now we are being attacked by both goblins and harpies.
Oop. So these, you gotta wait for them to get close. Wait. Actually, it might be easier to use the bow on the harpies. Yeah, and the sword on the goblins. Also, just to save my ammo.
Health 70, healing potion 2, arrows 83.
Right.
70, healing potion 2, arrows 83.
Take out more harpies. Yeah, I really do wish I could play with a gyroscope. Although, since I'm playing this with the phone plugged into my mixer, probably not advisable to use a gyroscope right now, just because of the cable. But it would be nice to have a gyroscope, because then you could sit in a chair or you could stand up and you could move around. Alright, so we're just going to wait for this guy to get close to me. And yeah, as I said, if your phone has haptics support, you get haptics when you get hit and when you use the sword. I think I just got hit.
Hooray! You have shattered them. Surely you need not be warned of fresh villains just emerging from the forest.
Marketplace. Button. You win. Accuracy. Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Button. Double. Marketplace.
Let's see.
Health 70. Marketplace. Arrows 78. Healing potion 2. Gold coins 101. 20 arrows 25 gold coin. Healing potion. Recover. 20 arrows. Gold coins 51. Heal. Die. Finish shopping. You win. Accuracy. Main menu. Main menu.
I'm gonna save my money.
Next level.
What a shame. Those crooks lack even the least bit of good manners. Now we are being assaulted by several of them at once.
Let's see. I can't figure out how I can hit the harpies but not these goblins.
Health 70, healing potion 3, arrows 93.
Come on. Also, I guess you're not traveling, you're in the castle, but for some reason you're being attacked. Oh, I got too close. And one for you! Oops, I missed.
Health 70, healing potion 3, arrows 80.
Yeah, we got plenty of arrows. Come on. Come on.
Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select.
But yeah, so I guess you're not really traveling anywhere now that I think about it. You're in the castle, but for some reason the enemies are coming to the castle. I don't quite get that, but okay.
Marketplace, you win. Marketplace. Marketplace.
Let's go in here.
Health 70. Arrows 79. Healing potion 3. Gold coins 190. 20 arrows. Healing potion. Recovers health to max. 20 arrows.
Let's get some more arrows.
Gold coins 165. Healing potion 3. Arrows 99. Health 70.
So I believe you can have a maximum of 100 arrows.
Marketplace. Health, healing, gold, 20, healing, diamond, finish shopping. You win.
Now, I'm trying to save my
main menu, next level.
My gold.
This doesn't look very good at all. Those dumb goblins were so noisy that with their constant shrieking, they managed to wake up a petrified troll. For thousands of years, this giant was asleep in his diamond mountain, causing no harm. But now, he is towering up in front of our castle and looks as if about to raise his huge fist and crunch us both like two bugs. Princess, don't attempt to fight with him. Just try to survive. Dodge by swiping one finger in the opposite direction when you hear him swinging his arms over you.
Oh, so you duck. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna dodge to the left. Oof. Oh. That was not the best thing to do. There we go. Dodged to the right that time because he was on my left. And usually you'll hear him growl. Oh, crap. Whoops, did I just?
You lost. Try again. Marketplace. Restart level. Button.
Yeah, I'll try
that again.
But
this doesn't look very good at all. Those dumb goblins were so noisy.
Skip that.
Health 70, healing potion 3, arrows 99.
Huh. Okay, so this isn't really hard, it's just you gotta pay attention. Yeah, this guy is... Oops.
Princess, my princess, are you all right?
Whew, what was it? It was a bang, like the whole world would collapse.
Almost. That stupid troll banged our castle and the surrounding rocks with his fists so fiercely that he tore off a huge mountain overhang and it thumped right onto our dear troll. Not only is the troll dead, but in addition, you are freed.
What are you saying, my doveling? How did it come about?
Come on, my princess. Jump out of the window. You're not 30 meters above the ground any longer. Below, there's a pile of rocks that buried the troll. You can climb safely down onto the firm ground and escape.
Doveling, we can't run away home just like that. First, we've got to find the dragon and kill him to prevent him from catching yet another princess. And after that, we should also save Prince Harold.
You are right, my princess. The dragon has to be eliminated. As for the prince-saving project, I've definitely got to talk you out of it.
Hey! Watch your beak, Doveling. I heard you. Now, come and help me get across that dead troll down to the ground, and then right to the dragon cave. Doveling, wherever have you brought me?
Hush! Don't let them hear us.
Who? You don't mean that sheep flock, do you?
I sure do.
Why, they're just sheep.
These are bloodthirsty sheep.
What?
If you saw those fangs of theirs, you wouldn't be that surprised.
Why? The sheep are herbivores, aren't they?
Not these. An insane warlock has spellbound them. He made them his sheep strike force. They are confined to this pasture under the supervision of his lackey werewolves, who are assigned to look after the sheep and graze them. The task of these aggressive sheep is to guard the warlock's crystal palace, in which he hides his spells. You see, I said so. We should have kept quiet. The sheep have just detected us. Come on, fight! I bet you don't want to be devoured by those raging, shaggy beasts.
So now we got sheep.
Health 100, healing potion 2, arrows 93.
Come on. Come on. Two shots for these guys. Ah, come on. Stop wasting ammo. For him to get a little closer.
Health 100, healing potion 2, arrow 72.
I bet that the sheep will not be the best defenders of the warlock's property.
Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select. Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Mark. Healing potion 2. Gold coins 342. 20 arrows 20. Healing. Finish shopping. Diamond sword. Will cause 2 times.
Let's get that sword.
Finish shopping. Diamond sword. Will cause 2 times damage. Purchased. Disable. Healing potion. 20. Gold. Healing. Gold coins 92. Healing potion 2. Arrows 72. Healing. Gold. 20 arrows 25 gold coins. Gold. Healing potion 2. Arrows 92. Gold. 20 arrows 20. Healing potion.
Get a potion.
20 gold coins 42. Healing potion 3. Arrows 92. Gold 20 arrows 25. Healing potion. Recovers health to max 25.
Get some more healing potions.
Diamonds. Finish shopping. You win. Accuracy 74%. Total gold 17. Main menu. Main menu. Next level. Mark. Next level.
And now we have also been noticed by those werewolf shepherds. Don't hesitate a moment. They're terribly fast. And more importantly, dead furious. For we have interfered with their sheep flock.
May I have to use the sword? Come on.
Health 100, healing potion 4, arrows 90.
Okay. Here we go. Thank you.
Health 100, Healing Potion 4, Arrow 75.
I got plenty of arrows.
We got them. The Warlock's sheep army has fled. Now, however, my princess, we need to get into the Warlock's crystal palace, where he is hiding his magical talisman. Once you have seized it, you will join the Sorcerer's Guild, where you will be able to meet the maker of the most powerful spells, the Alchemist Firewhirl.
Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select.
All right.
Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Marketplace.
Let's go in here.
Health 100. Marketplace. Health. Arrow 6. Healing Potion 4. Gold coins 220. Arrow 67. Gold. 20 arrows 20. Healing. 20 arrows. Healing Potion. 20. Gold coins 170. 20. Diamond Sword. Finish shopping. You win. Accuracy. 88% total gold. 170. Main menu. Main menu. Next level.
We've got to get there. But be careful. The pasture in front is full of snakes that shoot poisonous venom at us. Keep them at the furthest possible distance, or else we are doomed. Swipe one finger in the right direction to dodge a snake. Ah!
Oh, crap. Oh, I guess this is just dodge the snake level.
Health 80, healing potion 5, arrows 87.
Okay. So, not too hard.
Wow! We have broken through into the Crystal Palace. Princess, what a beautiful sight. Everything around us is made of bohemian crystal. Everything is gleaming. I can't say what is real and what is just a reflection. In any case, it's beautiful. Whew! But what we have in stock now is far from beautiful. Very near us, I can see a spider.
Doveling. You wouldn't be afraid of a spider, would you?
To tell the truth, this particular spider makes me a bit scared. Why, it's a truly huge thing. One could quite easily take him for an elephant. It's got thick, hairy legs, and its body is covered with greenstone crust. And unless my dove eyesight misleads me, we have the honor of confronting a complete spider family. I hope that we already have that diamond sword. It appears to be the only weapon that might secure victory over those monsters.
Oh, joy. Come on. Heal myself.
Health 100, healing potion 4, arrows 87.
I'm glad I got those potions.
Health 60, healing potion 4, arrows 87.
The problem with the sword is you gotta be really close range. Also, the sword does have a cooldown time between swings. Let's heal.
Health 100, healing potion 3, arrows 87.
Okay. Hopefully I have enough potions.
Health 80, healing potion 3, arrows 87. Health 60, healing potion 3, arrows 87.
Come on.
Spiders are done away with, but to be honest, my feathers got real sweaty.
Marketplace button.
Yes, we definitely want to go there.
Double tap to select. Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Healing potion 2. Healing potion. Arrows 87. Health 100. Marketplace. Health. Arrow. Healing. Gold coins 230. 20 arrows 20. Healing potion. Recovers health to max.
Get some more of those.
Healing potion 6. Arrows, health 100, marketplace, marketplace, health 1, arrows 87, healing potion 6, gold coins 130, 20 arrows, healing potion, recover, 20, gold coin, healing potion 9, gold coins 55, 20, healing potion, recovers health to max, 25 gold, healing potion 10, healing potion 10, gold coins 30, 20 arrows, 25 gold coin, gold, healing potion, arrows 87, healing, gold coins, 20 arrows, 25,
get some arrows,
gold coins 5, 20, healing, diamond, finish shopping. Marketplace. But you win. Accuracy, 0% total gold, 5.
Don't care about my accuracy.
Market, next level.
Hush, can you hear it? It sounds like the warlock's small assistants. I believe they are hiding behind the crystal pillars. By the way, those pillars, there are about 1,000 of them around us here. I guess he's on the right. No, on the left. On the right? I don't know. Princess, we are right in the middle of the 1,000 Echoes Hall. What is on the left, we hear from the right. And what is on the right, we hear from the left.
Ugh.
To turn round, as if you would hear those magical goblins from the opposite side.
Oh. So your controls are backwards. So, like, that thing's on the right, so if I swipe left... Okay. This isn't too bad. It's just keep that in mind. The controls are backwards. So swipe to the left.
Health 100, healing potion 10, arrows 98.
So I'm playing this on normal, and it's not that hard, I'm noticing. But that might change. Alright, oop, I guess swipe left for this one. Ah, come on.
Health 100, healing potion 10, arrows 87.
Okay.
Does that echo also make you dizzy?
Marketplace. Button. Marketplace. Next level.
All right, I'm gonna save my money.
Oh my, what a fine kettle of fish. A new horde of huge, I say real gigantic spiders have marched from dusty palace corners, and they are attacking us together with the warlock's aides. Don't forget, we are still in the 1000 Echoes Hall.
Health 80, healing potion 10, arrow 75.
Come on. Come on. Yeah, this one is a little harder, just because you got the spiders coming at you, and it's a bit more tricky.
Marketplace. Button. WN. Accuracy. 57. Marketplace. Marketplace. Health 60. Marketplace. Health. Arrow 66. Healing potion 9. Gold coins 205. 20 arrows 25 gold coins.
Get some more arrows.
Gold coins. 20 arrows. Healing potion. 20. Gold coins. Healing potion. Arrows 86. Healing potion 10. Gold coins 155. 20. Healing. Dime. Finish shopping. Mark. UN. Accuracy. Main menu. Main menu. Main menu. Next level.
Finally. We made it out of the 1000 Echoes Hall. However, the insane warlock himself is approaching. His eyes are murderously flashing, so that you might be turned to dead ash immediately. The moment he attacks you, duck by swiping one finger down. But most importantly, don't stop fighting.
Did the program just lock up, or? Hang on a second. I think the program just locked up. Let me.
Nancy, screen good mom. Notification center, heading. Mail, fortress. Setting, night commander. Cellular, 33%, 2:16 p.m.
Yes, I think it just locked up on me.
Close to the dragon cave. Closing to the dragon cave. Settings. Heading. Braille screen input. Orientation locked. T. ADAP. Translate. To the dragon. Tip. To the dragon cave. Opening to the dragon cave.
Let's reopen the program.
Landscape. To the dragon cave. Direct touch area.
Kicking
game. Dragon
cave.
To the dragon cave.
Not a bad game thus far. My battery is going dead, so I may end after this level and just take a break and charge my phone.
Play. Settings. Button. Double tap. Play. Continue game. Button.
Finally, we made it out of the 1,000 echo.
So, that is nice. This game does save. So I think what you're supposed to do with this fight is wait for him to attack you and send that that thing at you.
Health 60, healing potion 10, arrows 86.
We'll use a healing potion. Yeah, it was bugged. Wait, how am I? I'm confused.
Wow! I didn't expect that. The warlock has changed into a small, croaking frog. Princess, it's up to you. With just one well-aimed stamp of your dainty shoe, you can annihilate him forever. Or manifest your royal mercy and let him scamper away in his new frog-like body. By swiping one finger to the left, you will kill the warlock. By swiping one finger to the right, you let him go.
Yeah, he tried to kill me, so.
Oh, it's disgusting and cruel. There was no need for Princess Mabel to do it.
But she did.
And now, let's find out where the insane warlock has hidden his magical talisman. I'll try to examine this salamander leather ornamented box. Hooray! It's the magical talisman. It opens our way to the alchemist fire world. In his marketplace, we can procure some fairly fiery weapons. And it looks like some fiery spells may come in handy soon.
What on earth is that terrible roar?
The Warlock's Crystal Palace was guarded on one side by bloodthirsty sheep. On the other side, the insane Warlock has planted an aggressive forest.
Aggressive forest? What kind of lunacy is that?
Well, the insane Warlock has insane ideas in order to protect his home. He surrounded his palace with zombie trees, and they don't appear to be happy about our annihilating their master. They're already coming for us. I'm quickly flying to fetch those fiery weapons. It's the only chance for our successful defense.
Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select.
Here we are.
Marketplace. Next level. Marketplace. Marketplace. Health 100. Arrow 72. Healing potion 8. Fireball 0. Gold coins 418. Fireball. Causes devastating damage. 50 gold coins. Button. 20 arrows 25. Fireball. Causes devastating damage. Gold coins 218. Fireball. Gold coin 68. Fireball causes death. 20 arrows 20. Fireball 7. Healing potion 8. Gold coin 68. Fireball 20 arrows. Healing potion recovers health to max. 20. Fireball causes devastating damage. Gold coins 18. Fire 20. Diamonds. Finish shopping. Button.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
Mark you in. Accuracy 57. Main menu. Main menu. Next level.
All right, let's try one more level.
Double tap
here.
To select.
Princess, the zombie trees are rushing at us. Their thick bark that they have instead of skin is as solid as armor. You won't hurt them much with arrows or the sword. Our only good luck is that the evil warlock didn't care much about his aggressive forest, always forgetting to water his trees.
Huh?
Thus we are fighting with properly dried out frail sticks to be easily destroyed by our fireballs. If you wish to launch a fireball, aim and then shake your smartphone.
Yeah, breaking the fourth wall just a little bit. So here we are. Oh, that's what they sound like.
Health 100, healing potion 8, arrow 72, fireball 7.
Got 7 shots left. Problem is, the shake sensitivity isn't that great. Or maybe it only triggers when they're in range. Wait for it to get a little bit closer here. Yeah, I wish they had a different gesture for the fireball. Because having to shake the phone.
Health 60, healing potion 8, arrow 72, fireball 5.
Good heal. Hopefully we're almost done, because I don't have a lot of ammo left.
Health 100, healing potion 7, arrow 72, fireball 3.
Only have 3 shots left.
I read somewhere that it's not advisable to light open fires in a forest.
Marketplace. Button. Double tap to select.
Okay.
Marketplace. You win. Accuracy. 100% total gold. 123. Marketplace. Marketplace. Health 100. Arrows 72. Healing potion 7. Fireball 2. Gold coins 1. Fireball. Causes devastating damage. 50 gold coins. 20 arrows 25 gold coins. Button. Double tap to select.
Arrows.
Fireball. Gold coins 98. Fireball. Gold. Fireball. Causes devastating damage. 50 gold coins. Gold coins 48. Fireball 3. Gold. 20. Healing potion. Recovers. 20. Gold core. Fireball. Healing potion 8.
Okay.
Fire. Gold. Fire. 20 arrows. Gold coins 23. Fireball. 20 arrows. Healing potion. Diamonds. Finish shopping. Mark. You win. Accuracy. 100. Main menu. Main menu. Next level.
Maybe we can try one more
Double
level.
Tap.
This doesn't look good. A thunderstorm is closing in. If it starts raining, we're doomed. After a proper downpour, our dried up would-be trees are not going to burn so well, returning instead to their former fitness. And to make things worse, we've got to deal with those beastly goblins.
Oh, crap.
Health 100, healing potion 8, arrows 83, fireball 1.
Only have one fireball left. Problem with fireballs is they're really expensive.
Perhaps the goblins wanted to join our campfire.
Marketplace. Button. Up marketplace. Next left. Marketplace. Marketplace. Health 100. Arrows 83. Healing post. Fireballs. Gold coins 162. Fireball. Causes devastating damage. 50 gold coins. Gold coins 62. Fireball. Causes.
Let's get some more fireballs.
Gold coins 12. Fireball 3. Healing potion 8. Arrows 83. 20. Healing post. Diamonds. Finish shopping.
Actually,
win. Accuracy.
Since these
main
are
menu.
So short.
Main menu.
Let's,
next
let's
level.
Keep going.
It's raining. The tree sticks are sucking in the moisture, getting ever stronger and more resistant to our fireballs.
Yeah. That's not good. I'm out of fire. Can't take these out with arrows, it just takes a whole bunch of them.
Health 100, healing potion 8, arrow 68, fireball 0.
Damn it.
The stick trees are done away with. To tell the truth, it was a real struggle.
Darling, for quite a long time, I've been wanting to ask you something.
Well, fire away.
I was wondering whether you know exactly where we are going.
Absolutely. To kill the dragon.
I know that. But I want to know whether you know the way. That is, how we get to the dragon.
I didn't want to make you nervous. The truth is that I know who most definitely knows the way to the dragon.
Who's that? Tell me.
Well, I mean...
Why are you making all that fuss?
It's a failed dragon slayer.
Who? A failed dragon slayer? You don't mean it, do you? Such an individual would give us advice on how to defeat the dragon.
Yes, that's it. He's the only living being in the whole of Ladonia who has ever fought the dragon and survived. Unfortunately, the dragon has also survived.
Okay. And do you know at least where to find that loser hero of yours?
Most certainly. Beyond the warlock's aggressive forest, there is an endless lake, and on its other shore lies the land of eternal snow. In there, the failed dragon slayer is hiding from his shame.
So far, so good. Let's be on our way to the endless lake.
Marketplace. Button. Marketplace. You win. Atlas.
Right.
Marketplace.
Well,
Marketplace. Health 100.
Take a break here.
Arrow 61. Healing potion 8. Fireball 0. Gold coins 142. Fireball. Gold coin. Fire. 20 arrows. Healing. 20 arrows.
Arrows here.
Fire, gold, fireballs, healing potion, arrows 81, heal, gold, fire, 20, healing, diamond sword, healing potion, recovers health to max, 20, fire, gold, fireball, healing potion, arrows, healing potion 9, fireball 0, gold coins 92, fireball 0, gold, fireball,
let's get a fireball,
20 arrows, healing potion,
a healing potion,
20, fireball, gold coins 17, finish shopping. You win. Accuracy. 9. Main menu. Button. To the dragon cave. Play. Settings.
So.
Button. Double tap to
what
select.
What is nice with this is
voice
it autosaves.
To the dragon cave. Direct touch area. Home. Mail.
So let's go ahead and get out of here.
Emails. Portrait. Jet of 30%. Jet of 30% battery power. Not charging.
It's my Wi-Fi signal. I probably do still have a decent amount of battery, but I think I am going to take a break here and charge my phone. This isn't a bad game. I think it's pretty cool. Or actually, if I can find my adapter, I could charge my phone and play this. But yeah, it's not a bad game. So what I will say is, I guess just I will be back for part two. You guys take care.